Greeting, dear ones. I'm Crying of Magnetic Service. The listener cannot appreciate this, as we again ask for permission from the ancestors to give a short, beautiful message about the human being. This is not a mystery, this place. And although the water has come and gone many times for different reasons, and the glaciers also come and go, this place has been visited so many times by so many. Sometimes the water is controlled a certain way, so the shoreline is not exactly as you see now. But dear ones, the lake in general was a place to do exactly what you're doing now. To sit for a moment and to feel this beautiful energy. If I said to you at this point in time, with this cloudless day in this place that is normally not this way, if I said to you, can you feel the energy? Would you like to just remain for a moment and take it all in? Most humans would say, yes, I could stay all day. And that is the energy that we speak of. And dear ones, the reasons the human is connected to this is because it is all benevolent energy. Gaia is benevolent and balanced. The partner is yours, and we've said it many times. This particular channel will be an invitation, a plea, really, as some of the past ones have been as well, to start a new paradigm of existence with spirit as a human being. And the paradigm we are asking you to go to is new. It is new. And the paradigm we're asking you to go to is more complete than the one you've had. The last channel yesterday, we may have shocked some who would listen when we said, it is time to stop opening portals. First of all, they're already open. But the second thing is that in an older energy, that is how you perceived what you were here for. And we told you that instead, in this new energy where you are more complete with the planet, what you're supposed to do instead is to greet the area. Go into the portal and shake hands. So it becomes more personal and less of an outside influential thing you might do. Humans are used to looking at spirit and Gaia and even their structures of spirituality as something enormous. And you fit into it in a very odd way. You're little and it's big. It's odd to us because you have always been big. But in an old energy, this just wasn't perceivable as it is today. So we say to the human being, don't open a portal, go into it and be the portal. Be the magnificence that you are and enjoy the fact that the portal isn't something that is Gaia only. It is waiting for humans to be there as well. And so I ask you now, what is the structure you see around you for your spirituality? Again, why is it that you could sit here all day and enjoy this nature? And you would say, somehow it feeds me. And we've heard that before, and it does. Are you aware that you feed it? Are you aware of the partnership? I'll say it again. When you hug a tree, don't you feel it hug you back? It does. I want to ask you, where is your spiritual structure? Is it external or internal? Do you look outside of yourself for strength? And if so, do you perceive spirit as large and you small? Do you have a structure or an organization or a group that you believe is where you belong? And when you go there, it feels good, and when you don't, you're less than. If that's the case, dear ones, we ask you to start claiming a bigger truth. And the truth is that you are the church, and always have been. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't report or go or be or worship to a place. I am telling you, the structure of the spiritualness of all things is within you. And where you go, you create that which you might worship. And where you go is where God is. And we will ask you again in many channels in the future about how you perceive the structure of yourself. The big one, are you self-complete or not? And so many of you say, well, I need the energies of this place, or perhaps this organization, or perhaps this person, in order for you to be complete. And we say the difference between the old energy and the new is very much allied to this perception. The indigenous were complete. And they understood that when they went to a place like this, this was their church. And because they were humans and Gaia was Gaia, the partnership was complete. The wisdom of the ancestors is a complete wisdom. And we're asking you to return to this because it was more elegant at that time than what you have now. The completeness is this. You are self-balancing, complete as you are, because you have God inside. You are your own shaman. You are your own reader. And as you progress on the planet in an elegance of revelation of who you are, these things will become self-evident. Isn't it nice in this energy to know that the old soul is starting to awaken into a bigger spirituality, not a smaller one, not a more difficult one, not just a different one? An elegance that is yours in compassion, because the earth has gone through the procession of the equinoxes, and you have too. The channeling of this day may be heard in future generations, and they will nod, and they will know. This is the beginning of something that is coming, that is real. That spirituality will become more personal and less organizational, more profound than ever before. This is not a time for spiritual things to pass away on this planet. This is a time for spiritual things to be embraced on this planet in so many ways. And you are in the right place at the right time. I again want to tell you something that will sound so trite, that where you sit and stand today, overlooking this beautiful lake, in a cloudless sky looking at the mountains, I will say it again. This is Gaia greeting you, making you comfortable, saying hello. Because most of the time, it's not like this. Do you understand that? This is not a roll of the dice today. At all. Sit for a moment, even after this channel, sit for a moment. Feel the energy of the ground. There is a message that this planet wants to give to you. Every day of your life, you happen to sit in its majesty today, and tomorrow you may not. You may sit in an office or a school or your workplace, and you can take this with you. The planet is the planet. It's always under your feet. It's just today it shows itself in a majesty that's beautiful. So it's easier for it to talk to you today. And what it's going to say to you, if you listen carefully with your heart, is we are together. We're going to go through this together. As the earth starts to change, the weather starts to change, all things start to move into a new earth with a new human, Gaia says to you, we're in it together. You are not alone and never were. You contain the spark of God in your DNA. Gaia is in support of that spark. That is the truth. Can you see yourself with no external help, but you and Gaia together? And if you can see that maturity in you, all things around you will start to make sense. Dear ones, I ask you again, in an old energy, has it affected you? What do you expect? Do you expect difficulty? What do you see when you look at others? Do you expect things to be difficult? And I will say in this energy, dear ones, Spirit will take your order and place it for you and then give it to you. But what you expect, you will reap. That is how powerful you are as a creator in this new energy. And an old soul. Finally, I say this to you. Some of you will look upon this place and your Akash will ring. And you will say, I've been here before. Some of you, not all. And if that starts to happen and you wonder whether you're deceiving yourself or thinking out of the box of reality, I will tell you, you are starting to get messages literally from the planet, from your own Akash, from history, that says, this is your land. Welcome back. If only for a moment, welcome back. There's more. But for now, take it in. Understand, there is more than you think here. What a beautiful thing to be able to say to you in this energy. And so it is.